Welcome back to Unshuck Yourself, powered by the Corpus Christi Originals Podcast Network. I'm Ben DeLeon. Let me ask you something. Have you ever noticed how one song can completely change your mood? How one track can make you feel unstoppable? Another can pull you into reflection, and another can completely throw you off your focus. See, that's not random. Music doesn't just entertain, it programs your state. And whether you realize it or not, the soundtrack in your life is shaping how you think, work, and show up. This episode isn't about our favorite songs from our favorite artists. This is about using music as a tool, because music can do something powerful. It helps you shift emotional and mental gears. You can walk into a room tired, distracted, or mentally scattered, and the right music can move you into a completely different headspace. Focused, calm, driven, confident. Music can become the switch that tells your mind it's time. And there's actual research behind this. Studies from the Harvard Business Review have shown that background music can improve concentration and short-term performance on certain cognitive tasks, especially when the music supports the type of work being done. Some research even suggests that music helps maintain attention during repetitive work and can reduce mental fatigue. And then morale matters too. Workplace studies found that when employees listen to music that fit their preferences and the environment, mood improved and people were more likely to stay energized and positive. But here's the important part. Not all music helps. If the music is distracting, too lyrical, too loud, or simply not your style, it can actually reduce focus and increase fatigue. So this isn't about blasting random songs, it's about intentional use. See, music has always been important to me. I grew up in a household that always had music on. My mom was, adamant that she wanted us to have appreciation for music and the arts. And there are certain songs that instantly take me to a place mentally. Some put me in work mode, some put me in the gym mindset. Some help me process emotions and think clearly. I've noticed that when I intentionally choose what I'm listening to, I show up differently. I'm more focused, more locked in, more emotionally aligned with what I need to do. And I know a lot of people can relate to that, because we all have songs that change something in us. So here's how we use this in real life. First, create purpose-built playlists. Don't just have one random playlist with everything in there. Have specific ones. A focus playlist for work. A confidence playlist for a gym or tough conversations. A reset playlist for when you need to decompress. Second, match the music to the task. Instrumental, ambient, lo-fi, jazz or classical usually works better for focus-heavy tasks. Lyrics can compete with your thoughts, and we're trying to be productive, not singing karaoke. Third, use consistency. The same playlist before the same task builds a mental association. Eventually, your brain starts recognizing the cue. Music becomes ritual, and ritual becomes control. At the end of the day, this isn't really about music. It's about intention. Too many people let their environment choose their mood, but you can choose what feeds your energy, what supports your focus, what elevates your mindset. Music is one of the fastest ways to take ownership of your emotional state. And when you control your state, you control how you perform. So pay attention to what's playing in the background of your life, because it might be shaping more than you think. The right soundtrack can lift your mood, sharpen your focus, and help you become the version of yourself that you need in that moment. Don't leave that to chance. Choose it. Sometimes the difference between being distracted and being dialed in is just one song away. I'm Ben DeLeon, and this has been Unshuck Yourself. We'll see you next time.